Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents Ukrainian Voices in Ireland.
You've started a small business here in Ireland. Tell me about that, Radion.
The business is a commercial printing. So I print wide format printing, mainly like signs, banners, stickers, vehicle branding, shop front signage, clothes printing, and a few other things. Yeah, so it's to do with printing.
Printing. So obviously your English is excellent, better than my English, in fact. So you obviously were fluent in English before you came to Ireland.
No, I wasn't fluent at all. We are close to 2 years here, so we had plenty of time to practice and learn, you know.
Wow.
English was,
Really?
And I have to thank you, my English teacher in school, for keeping me in class, you know. But it wasn't at this level. But in 2 years, we practiced, we watched videos, we went to lessons, and it improved greatly for me and for my wife and children as well. They my daughter now, I'm actually surprised. I guess kids, catch this foreign language is quicker than us. So my daughter is speaking very well. I'm surprised, you know.
Because the business you're in, it's all about letters and spelling, and the Ukrainian language is completely different. The alphabet is completely different to English, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, of course it is, yeah.
I think a lot of Ukrainians probably don't speak English. Am I right?
Correct. We are very fortunate in this sense that we knew a little bit of English, and we even know it better now. But obviously a lot of people, Ukrainians you speak to, they have this big barrier, which is the language. Mm. And this is probably one of the biggest barriers for Ukrainians in Ireland, language. You know?
So give me the name of that business. You're on the radio. It's time for you to get a plug for your business and advertise your business on the radio. What's it called?
Okay. The business is called Stickers. S-T-W-E-K-A-Z. So like the word stickers, that is a play of words. Stickers. S-T-W-E-K-A-Z.
Oh, okay. Like stickers, but stickers.
You got it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the business is going okay 6 months in. It's always very difficult to start a business. Never mind starting a business after having to relocate country, go to a country with a different language, and leave your home behind in the circumstances you had to. It really is amazing what you've done.
It is tough, yeah. It is what it is. We invested in it, and we are moving forward, you know. And like I said to you, you know, my perception of Ireland was green hills, leprechauns and pots of gold, yeah. So now looking back, when we arrived in Ireland, there are the green hills. I think I saw a few leprechauns, but there were no pots of gold. So we were a little bit disappointed. But now looking back, I can see that these pots of gold are everywhere. You just have to get up in the morning and have to look for them. And these pots of gold, I call them otherwise like little pockets of kindness from Irish people, you know, like local enterprise office, Department of Social Protection, South County Dublin Partnership. There are so many people that we don't need money, yeah? We've invested it. The business is set up. We don't need money. We don't need anybody to feel sorry for us. All we need is like local advice. And this is invaluable, you know? These are the pots of gold. And I could go on and on mentioning all the Irish people that have helped us. You know, even our personal friends by giving us references, you know. My estate agent, you know, who was hesitant to give the commercial premises to us, but after understanding the situation, and I could go on for hours mentioning all the Irish folks that have helped us, and we are so grateful for that, you know, like
giving you a chance, a chance to get back on your feet again.
That's all we need. It's another chance to get back on our feet. That's all we need.
Are you part of would you have a lot of Ukrainian friends now in Ireland, or would your friends be Irish?
We do have, obviously, Ukrainian friends that we speak to, but we're making a lot of Irish friends, you know, and it's just, I don't know, it's something about the Irish, you know, like, I guess that's a little bit similar to Ukrainians, you know, they like down-to-earth people, you know. For example, we could talk to somebody, be serious, and then we crack a joke, you know, everybody laughs, and then again, everybody's serious. So, yeah, we have friends, and Ukrainians and Irish friends, yeah, we have a lot of Irish friends, very, very good and kind people.
Well, Well, I'm so glad I got to speak to you. Your story is amazing and you're such a lovely, warm person yourself as well. I hope to pop out to the workshop someday and have a look at what you're making there. I want to wish you and all your family all the best, and all the best to the children as well. Is the hamster still with us?
No, sadly he died, but he was expected. They have a life expectancy for about 1 year, so
he's in a
good place now. Yeah, we didn't tell the children in the beginning. We kept it secret, but in the end, especially the older daughter, she realized what's going on. Oh. So
the poor child. Yeah, Thank you so much for talking to us today, and I wish you success with the business. Steekaz.ie, STEEKAZ. .ie. Radion, thank you so much. I won't say your surname because I'll get it wrong.
if we start spelling it, we'll be here for hours. So we'll stick with the first name, yeah.
Lovely. Thanks
thank
so
you
much.
So much for having me, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. And like they said to me, you know, on the business courses, like, you have to advertise yourself, and we always finish every conversation with, by the way, I do this. And yes. I do, so I'm going to finish it with, by the way, if you need any stickers, banners, signs, you know where to go for good quality and affordable products.
Good man. Thanks, Radion. Bye.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Ukrainian Voices in Ireland. You can catch up on all the episodes which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Ukrainian Voices. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Comisiu Nimeon with the television license fee.